When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Day one of free agency for the Detroit Red Wings. A letdown. I don't know how else to tell people. I mean, we could spin it. I don't have any interest in doing that. This is 5 years of Steve Yzerman building a hockey team, creating a little bit of cap space with a team on the edge of the playoffs, a chance to get into the fray, look to upgrade his team, and instead he appeared to be afraid to make a mistake. A lot of long-term deals being handed out. We know he's allergic to term. Fought to not give it to Larkin. It's really the only guy he's given it to thus far. There were some good players who signed deals of 6 and 7 years. Wings weren't interested. Instead, they added a third pair defenseman. They added a goalie who we can talk more about here in a second, who I'm not as high on as most. I know he was an all-star last year, but LA was very good at suppressing shots. Cam Talbot was atrocious in April in the playoffs, and he's 37 years old on Friday. It's another body. I get it. You're just looking for a hot hand, but let's not sell it as anything more than that. And Kane's back, but you already had Kane. So, I mean, did I miss something, John? Where's the oomph, the impact that free agency was supposed to offer this franchise?
Well, the cap space was there. And like you mentioned, it will get whittled away even more when they eventually up Raymond and Sider, because they've been tendered. They can go out and seek their own deals and sign an offer sheet, which is not going to happen. I mean, they could get offered something, and Steve Yzerman's just letting everybody else do his work for him, which is smart. I have no issue with him treating Raymond and Sider like that. Everybody's going to say, how do you do that? This is the business of professional sports. It's how it's written in the hockey rule book. So he's going to let everybody do his work for him. He's going to let the market set itself, and then he will get deals done for both of these guys. They're not going anywhere, and it'll eat up some more of the cap space. I'm going to wait and cast judgment because I want to see how does this team come together? What is a year in regards to Patrick Kane being able to train as an actual hockey player instead of a rehab patient and rehabbing a body part? I think he's going to be better. And is that going to be enough to get him in the playoffs? I don't want to just eke into the playoffs. I understand that. But I do think that the expectations this year, while Steve Yzerman and nobody in the organization outside of the players will eventually hear from them and they'll say, yeah, it's the playoffs. But I expect, and the increased expectations read between the lines that Steve Yzerman said that he expects more from this team this year, that they are going to be a playoff team. If they miss out on the playoffs, then I will be right where you're at. And I know it's whether you want to talk about it now or you want to talk about it next April.
I want to talk about it every chance we get to talk about it. And I have no issue reevaluating my position, but I don't know how you do it any other way than come in today and say they didn't do enough yesterday. Can they make up for it today? Maybe, but free agency, all the big names are gone. You could trade for somebody. You got to give to get.
Yep.
That doesn't necessarily bode well. And there's no promises you're going to land those guys in a trade. Iceman's got a good track record with trades, but he's going to have to dig himself out of a hole he put himself in. But nobody seems to bring up the first part. They just seem to fixate on, well, Steve will wave his magic wand. Well, John, can they make the playoffs? Yes. Full year out of Edvinson, healthy offseason ramp up for Patrick Kane. Do they get more stability out of the goalie? Do any of the young guys contribute? Sure. But they are replacing some guys still. I mean, Perron walks, and you're going to replace him presumably with a player from the Griffins. I do think there are real questions whether this is a playoff team or not. And I was hoping that would not be the case given the situation that they went into yesterday with $31 million in cap space. You paid Kane, great. You replace Goss Despair with Gustafson, who may be a better defensive defenseman and can play some power play. But I missed the oomph that I thought that they had been positioned to do. And it really felt like Yzerman was ready to do something. He traded away a second round pick to free up cap space to sign nobody impactful. To me, it means he got caught with his pants down. He showed up looking to spend and got priced out of the market. He was unwilling to pay the cost of goods and services, and the hockey team will suffer because of it.
Well, he created the cap space that he believed he wanted to spend. And when he got priced out of the market, because he said this, right? I'm not going to put us in cap hell just to simply make the playoffs for 1 or 2 years and not be a team. Were any of those signings yesterday, if they had come to fruition, was it going to make him a Stanley Cup contender?
No.
Okay, so this is the chicken or the egg. You've got to get there, right?
Yes.
And so it's, I'm not going to sit here and say that the criticisms aren't legitimate. They are legitimate, but I want to see a guy who has done it as a player, did it as a GM, built what eventually, after he left, became back-to-back Stanley Cup champions in the Tampa Bay Lightning. I want to see that happen here. Now, he doesn't have, you know, some of the it factor that he had in Tampa. How do you create that? Because he's talked about this. The Red Wings have had zero lottery luck. Now they're not going to be in position to even have lottery luck. That's an honest assessment. But it's not a reason why you can't go out and do other things.
If he hadn't signed Andrew Kopp to a 5-year deal, if he didn't give Justin Hull a 3-year deal only to watch him watch games from the press box, would they have had another $8 million to play within this free agency? Would they have been able to get Stamkos? Maybe Ann Marsh does so. I get what got in his way is himself.
Right.
I mean, it's not like he added Kopp and it was part of a playoff push. They missed the playoffs. I mean, I don't understand the wisdom in what he's done the last 2 years. It feels very herky-jerky. Are they building? Are they rebuilding? Are they going for it? Are they not going for it? Are they clearing space? Are they not clearing space? And I think he's going to default now to I trust our young player development. But it didn't feel like that was the plan going into yesterday. So if anybody's spinning it, it's him.
Well, and maybe I'm falling into the just trust Yzerman camp because he knows so much more about the game, about the business, and he's done it before that I'm looking at the track record, I'm looking at the guy, and I'm falling into I want to see how this works because I do trust Yzerman. And I'm not going to sit here and argue those that say, hey, it's been 5 years. We're going on 6. It's taken too long. He's had the resources. He's made some bad signings in Kopp and Hall and those things. I'm just of the mindset that I'm going to wait because he's not going anywhere right now.
No, he's not. No one's calling for him to be fired because I know we're going to get that ridiculousness on the text. Is valid criticism allowed in this? Because everybody takes it to the extreme.
That's why I'm going to sit here and say I understand where you're coming from, and I understand that I have that frustration with the Detroit Pistons. I don't want to wait anymore. I am sick and tired of what has gone on. That's why I'm sitting there looking at Tobias Matthews and going, Tobias Harris. Yeah. I can't even get the name right because I'm so frustrated. Like, why make that signing now? That He's available in a week. He's available in 3 weeks. There are going to be phone calls. There would have been more phone calls to Trajan Langdon that says, hey, if you take on this contract, we're going to give you a first-round pick. Maybe we'll give you 2 first-round picks. We've got 3 second-round picks in this process from Tim Hardaway Jr. Who cares?
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
John, I'll give you the full runway at 7:02 to talk Pistons. I want to see if anybody has interest in the Wings first. 248-539-9797. It felt like they were the team of the two poised to do something yesterday. And I know we think Yzerman is a genius, but I think it's pretty clear he misread the market. So I think that's a knock on genius status and much more of he's a regular human being who can make mistakes. So we can criticize him because some people view him as a deity who is clandestined to deliver Stanley Cups. I think that has taken a hit over the last year here. Right? Missing the playoffs, not adding at the deadline, trusting that, not calling up Edvinson when they didn't make a move at the deadline, even though it could have helped. And now here in free agency, a chance to make another move. He's been very reserved to try to upgrade this hockey team. And with the cap space, with 5 years of building already behind him, I just kind of wonder when it's time for him to take a risk, risk that might blow up in his face. Like Brandon Montour is a great example. He played the most minutes on the Stanley Cup champions. He played power play. He played penalty kill. He could be an elite defenseman in the NHL. He signed a 7-year deal. Yzerman would not consider a 7-year deal, but he got him for $7 million a season out in Seattle. Why didn't you go get Montour? Because it might not have worked. Gasp! It might not have worked. You take risks every day with the way you build the team.
There are other possibilities. He can still trade for somebody because he does still have cap space. Is there a possibility? Now, I know nobody wants to hear the let's be patient. But is there a possibility that he believes the team as constructed, and maybe a couple of tweaks here and there before the regular season starts, that this is a team that's going to be above the cut line, let's just say like last year, 8-9, maybe even more. They might even not be in the wild card position. They may be as a seeded NHL team that at the trade deadline, there's more value to be had at that time. He can get more in return for giving up less.
Tom, I know you want to jump in on this. Let me just one last thing on that. Yes, Yzerman can make up for the bad he did yesterday with good in the future. It does not change that we come on today and I have to assess yesterday as a missed opportunity, a letdown, and underwhelming. It was a bad day yesterday.
Okay, so if you go get Stamkos, you are tying yourself down for a couple years, right?
Sure.
If you give that deal, I wasn't crazy about the 4 years. That's where I don't think Yzerman would have done that. Maybe that's why he didn't get him. I actually support that to a degree. I mean, yeah. Stamkos at 38, yikes, on $8 million a year. And the thing is, Kane's 1 year at $4 million. So it seems like, it does seem like something else is coming. I'm just not sure when and what it is and what you have to get up. You look, it's like, this is what I'm tired of. I've already this morning looked at the 2025 NHL draft prospect.
Oh.
And is there some, you know, piece of gold sitting there why you would maybe go slightly backwards? Because I actually think the Red Wings are worse right now than they were last year. I personally believe that because I think Gostisbehere on the power play, if they don't do something else there, they're going to miss the goal scoring they got out of him. And it's just going to, okay, if Talbot's better, which I think he will be more of a band-aid at goalie at times, it's just going to be a wash. They're going to give up less goals and they're going to score less goals, okay? So it's look at free agency next year. I've done that too already this morning. There's two guys on the list that you would really love to maybe go after, Draisaitl and Marner. Will they ever reach it?
Doubt
no.
It.
I don't know how Toronto's going to be able to keep them all together.
Well, they may trade Marner.
Tavares,
and then he get extended.
Trade deadline.
Right.
Wow. No, I think he could be traded this offseason.
But to dream of that, you're going to have to give up something really good. So are you getting better? I just don't know. I'm with Jim this morning. You have to take a chance at some point. He doesn't have forever, does he? That's what I asked Red Wing fans this morning. Are you just going to let him have until Steve Yzerman gets it right, we
Heart
just
blanche.
Sit and wait?
Well, that's the fundamental question, is the shine off of the Yzer plan, right? That doesn't mean you're throwing him out of town with pitchforks this morning. Clearly, still needs to swing a trade. They got five left side defensemen and four goalies. Like, something's got to give. There's still a little cap space to rattle around and do something with.
But there was even demands.
It's clear that he is not this deity who you know, all-knowing. No, he made a mistake yesterday.
I mean, we're kind of running it back here to a degree. Like I said, I think the team is slightly worse right now. And he's going to do something else to at least make that equal. There was a lot of questions around the head coach. They're bringing him back. I don't know, man. I would say right now, barring something pretty significant, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs next year. I don't.
248-539-9797. You're on hold. We'll get to you. You want a ticket, text in. Let's talk hockey. It's 97.1.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles, plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.